Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. I don't know what the reason is. And it's so much so that we constantly come across memes and jokes and reels and whatever about this topic on social media. And I'm somehow glad that it's more openly talked about in a very lighthearted sort of quality. Maybe it will raise more awareness in the next generation, because the past generation is a lost cause to a certain degree. But in certain cultures, the amount of toxic talk down children receive from their parents is just ridiculous. I am in no position to tell parents how to raise their kids or tell cultures how to culture. But again, just from personal experience, when I compare the different families that I see around me from different backgrounds, and the way the parents and the children interact with each other, the words that are used, God, words are so, so, so important. The way we talk to each other, our choice of words, sometimes even the tone we use. And I'm just telling this to remind myself, because I can be so salty and so sassy sometimes in the way I speak. I go back and I think about it in my head, and I was like, dang, I was such a jerk. And so many ahadith and riwayat and ayat warn us about this matter. Let's listen to a story about this, about choice of words and the impact they have on other human beings. And we'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. Wranglers and Strangers is the title of today's story. Many years ago, there were a group of brilliant young men at the University of Wisconsin. The group of men seemed to have an amazing creative literary talent and were extraordinary in their ability to put their literary skills to its best use. These promising young men met regularly to read and critique each other's literary works. These men were merciless while they criticized one another. They accepted the most minute of the expressions and offered tough and even mean criticism to each other's work. These meeting sessions became arenas of literary criticism, and the members of this exclusive club called themselves the Strangers. Not to be excluded to the opportunity to level up their literary skills, women of the literary interest in the university started a club of their own, one comparable to Stranglers. The members called themselves the Wranglers. The member of the loop, too, presented their literary pieces in front of each other, but the feedback from members were much more softer. more pathetic and more encouraging. Every effort from a member, even the more feeble one, was encouraged by all. After 20 years, a university alumnus was doing a study of his classmate's career when he noticed the huge difference in the literary accomplishments of the Stranglers and the Wranglers. Among all the brilliant young men in the Stranglers, none had made any significant literary achievement, but the Wranglers have several successful writers and some renowned national literary talents. The talent and the education between the two groups were almost the same. The Stranglers strangled each other while the Wranglers gave each other a lift. The Stranglers created an atmosphere of contention and self-doubt, while the Wranglers brought out the best in each other. The greatest success we'll know is helping others succeed and grow. That was the famous quote by Georgie Scott Reid.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Some people in life are legit stranglers with their words. And I know that it stems from this inner anger, this inner trauma that they have. It hasn't been resolved. They haven't been able to sort out that that pain, that hurt they're experiencing. They haven't been able to heal from that and move on from that and find a solution for this dysfunctionality they are experiencing, and it reflects into their words and how they use it in relation with others. I totally understand that. And I totally understand that often when someone uses harsh and destructive and hurtful words toward me, it's not necessarily something that has to do with me, and I shouldn't take it personally. It mostly pertains to who they are as a person. And it makes me feel sorry for them because, you know, you realize that, yeah, that person's actually been talked to like that so often and they don't know any better than to, you know, choose kinder, softer words. But if we really sit down and contemplate on this matter with ourselves, you know, have a one-on-one with ourselves and really reflect on the subject in depth from a psychological, mental, and spiritual aspect, and even emotional, really, we can change it. Or we can improve it, at least. Some scars, some wounds take a lifetime to heal. And often they even need professional help. It sort of reminds me of this really interesting quote. I don't remember where I came across it, but I'm sure you guys have seen it a lot too. The one that says, if you don't heal your wound, you'll end up bleeding on someone who didn't cut you. Something along those lines. Often we were talked down or talked badly to by our parents, by our teachers, by our society or whatever. And then we end up doing that to our children, our students, our society, our colleagues, or strangers even. The comments, like, if you really want to know how toxic people can be in their words, just go to the comment section on YouTube or Instagram. And you can see that these people who maybe aren't that bad in person, when they are hidden behind that veil, that the veil of the cell phone screen or the computer screen, they become the most bitter, most impolite, most inconsiderate monsters that you could ever come across in life. And God, if you could ever waste a bullet. You know what I mean? And how do we deal with such treatments? Just ignore it. Just ignore it. Whether someone personally, like, offends you in your face, or does it virtually, if you can ادفع بالتي هي أحسن, repel evil with that which is better, then kudos to you, go on ahead. But if you feel like you can't do that, just ignore it and walk away. It's not worth your time, your energy, your feelings, any of it. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.